Thank you to our elders for leading worship this morning.
很感谢今天我们长青团契年长的弟兄姐妹来领我们的音乐敬拜。
When I grow up, I hope I can be like you.
当我长大了，我希望我能像你们一样。
Won't be long. Since Christmas, I've been speaking to you about peace.
从圣诞节起，我就一直跟大家讲。平安的这个主题。
How we find peace with God, peace with other people.
我们怎样与神和好，与别人也和好。
I talked to you about finding peace when dealing with scars from your past.
我讲过的就是我们怎么样在对付过去伤疤、伤痕，在这其中有平安。
Last time I talked to you about finding peace in times of trouble when life doesn't make sense.
我上次讲到的主题，也就是在我们生命中遇到困难的时候，我们怎么样也有平安。
This morning, I want to look at one other question I was given after talking about this.
今天早上我想看另外一个问题，就是我讲了这几次以后，我还想要再讨论一个问题。
How do I find peace when I struggle with the memory of my sins in the past?
如果我过去犯了罪，我在这个记忆中挣扎的时候，我怎么样能有平安呢？
Now let me clarify, I'm not talking about ongoing willful disobedience, I'm going to do my own thing.
我必须要澄清一下，我讲的这个罪不是说现在正在进行的，我自己就是恣意妄为任性的，我想要犯罪，不是这个。
Romans says if you're living in rebellion against God's law, you are at war with God.
罗马书是这样说，如果我们不按着神的律法，我们背逆神的律法，我们就是与神为仇。
If you know what he wants you to do and you refuse to do it, the only way you'll find peace is by surrendering to his authority.
如果我们知道神的律法是怎么样规定，可我们执意的不愿意去这样做的话，我们唯一的能得到平安的方式就是必须在神面前降服。
But if you've confessed your sin,
但是如果你悔改了你的罪，
if you're living in right relationship with him,
如果你跟神的关系是正确的，
Romans 5:1 gives this promise.
罗马书第五章第一节给了我们这样的应许。
Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
借着我们的主耶稣基督。
Paul says, you and I can be at peace with God.
所以保罗说，你和我可以与神和好。
Someone said, I confess my sins.
有人说我认了罪了。
But I still don't feel peace. I don't feel any peace.
但是我还是感觉不到有平安呢。
You see, I look back at what I did, and I really cannot forgive myself.
因为我回头看看我走过的路，我做过的事儿，我实在没法原谅我自己，所以没有法子有平安。
So how do I have any confidence that God has forgiven me?
我怎么样才能够相信神已经原谅我了呢？
And so this morning I want to try to give you a word of hope.About the sins of the past.
所以今天早上，对于我们过去所犯的罪，我想给大家一个盼望。
For me, this is a very personal topic.
对我个人来讲，这个题目其实是非常个人化的，因为我有一些体会。
Most of you know I grew up as a pastor's son.
大家都知道我父亲是牧师，所以我是在牧师家庭长大。
I went to Bible college.
然后我上学也上的是圣经大学。
I was quote a good kid.
我是好孩子呀，好孩子中间的一个。
Except,
但是呢
，that I fell into a pattern of ongoing sin.
我其实是陷入了一个不断的犯罪的一个模式。
Now I had gone to church, so I knew the right words to keep saying.
因为我还是去教会，所以我知道我应该说一些什么话，显得冠冕堂皇的话是说得出来。
And so most people never knew of that failure in my life.
所以大部分的人根本都不知道我的生命之中曾经有那样的失败。
But I knew.
但是我自己知道。
God knew.
神也知道。
And although on the outside I looked right, I was a prodigal.
尽管从外在看起来我是个挺好的个孩子，可是在内心里我是个浪子。
God had mercy on me.
但是神对我有恩典。
He brought me back to himself.
他把我又带到他那里去。
But years later I struggled with peace.
但是多年以后我仍然在心里头没有平安。
I was married, I was teaching in Bible college.
我结了婚，我在圣经大学教书。
I knew I had confessed my sin.
我知道我已经认了罪。
But over and over I would go back to that.
但是一次又一次的，我又去回想我过去所做的事。
Has God really forgiven me?
神真的已经赦免我了吗？
I knew what I was doing and I rebelled. What a terrible thing.
我知道我过去做了一些坏事，而且我被逆，不听神的话，我知道。
One day I was reading 1 John.
但是有一天我在读约翰一书。
And these words brought me to a place of peace.
这些话就让我心里头真正有了平安。
1 John 1.
约翰一书。
He says this.
一章九节。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
To cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
洗净我们一切的不义。
Now I had always thought about the first part of that verse.
这个经节的前半句我一直是知道的。
A merciful God is faithful to forgive us.
一位连续的神，他是信实的，他愿意赦免我们。
But that day, I began to think about the second word in that phrase.
但是那一天我开始念这个经节的下后半部分。
He is faithful and just.
神是信实的，是公义的。
You see, I always thought of justice in terms of punishment.
因为我想到公义，我总觉得让我联想到的就是惩罚。
But justice means that God does what is right.
但是实际上公义的意思就是神要做对的事。
Jesus has already paid the penalty for my sin.
耶稣已经为我的罪献上了，付上了代价。
And since he has taken the punishment, a just God must forgive us if we come to him in faith.
因为耶稣已经为我的罪付上了代价，他已经赎了罪，所以一个公义的神必然会赦免我的罪。
I still remember the peace that came that day.
到今天我仍然记得那一天我心里所感到的。
It wasn't just that God was going to be nice and agree to forgive me.
并不是说神很好，他会赦免我的罪，我就没事。
It was that justice required forgiveness.
而是说一个公义的神，他必然是会赦免。
Because God, Jesus had paid the penalty.
因为耶稣已经背上了这个我们罪的代价了。
So this morning I want to look at what God does with our sin when we repent.
所以今天我想要带大家一起看这些经节，就是我们如果犯了罪，但是我们已经悔改了，神会做什么？
If you are a person who struggles with the memory of your past, I hope this will give you new confidence.
如果你曾经为你过去的一些记忆在记忆中挣扎的话，我希望今天的这个信息能够给你信心。
And if you need to repent of sins that you have never confessed to him, I hope this encourages you with the promise of forgiveness.
如果你犯的罪你还从来没有悔改过，我希望今天的信息也能够让你能够得到应许，神会赦免我们的罪。
Three very simple things I want to show you that God does with our sins when we can repent.
所以我想要跟大家一起看一看，当我们悔改我们的罪的时候，神做了些什么。我用几个简单的例子来说明。
First thing I want to say to you this morning, when you repented of your sins, God forgave your sins.
第一件事我想要强调的就是，如果我们悔改，神会赦免我们的罪。
Psalm 32.
诗篇三十二篇
is a prayer of David.
是大卫的祷告。
Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
第一节，得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
第二节，凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
Verse 5, I acknowledge my sin to you. I did not cover my iniquity.
第五节，我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。
I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。
Now the background for these words is a very sordid story.
我们知道大卫写这首诗篇的背景是什么，就是他犯了一个其实让我们看来觉得很肮脏的一个罪。
King David commits adultery with Bathsheba.
当时大卫就是跟拔示巴犯了奸淫罪。
When he learns that she's pregnant, he arranges to have her husband murdered.
他知道拔示巴怀孕以后，他为了掩盖他的罪行，就让人就想办法就谋杀了拔示巴的先生。
After a period of mourning, he brings her to the palace.
这个拔示巴的丧气过了以后，他就把这个
拔示巴带到宫里去了。They're married, and he thinks everything will be fine.
然后他就跟八十八结婚了，他就觉得好了，这现在什么问题都解决了。
I've covered up my sin.
我的这个罪已经被掩盖住了。
But it's not hidden. God knows about it.
因为神是知道的。
A prophet comes and confronts David and says, you have sinned.
然后一个先知就来找大卫, 跟他说,
and so we move to Psalm 51, where David responds to the prophet.
我们看看这个诗篇第51篇, 就是大卫对先知的一个回应。
He begins to confess his sin.
他开始认罪。
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love.
神啊, 求你按你的慈爱, 连续我。
According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions.
按你丰盛的慈悲, 涂抹我的过犯。
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
求你将我的罪孽洗除净净, 并解除我的罪。
Do you hear the words there?
你听到大卫说的这些话吗?
My transgressions.
我的过犯。
My iniquity.
我的罪过。
My sin.
我的罪。
When we repent, we don't cover it over.
当我们悔改的时候, 我们不再去掩盖我们的罪行。
We don't make an excuse.
我们也不为自己找借口。
We don't say, well, maybe what I did was wrong, but what they did was worse.
我们也不会说, 哦, 也许我做的是错的, 可是你看看他们做的更糟啊。
When we repent, we say, God, I have sinned.
当我们悔改的时候, 我们跟神说, 主啊,
I have broken your law.
我没有遵守你的规则。
I have gone my own way.
我走了自己的路。
I am guilty.
我是有罪的。
But Psalm 32 shows us what happens when we do that.
但是诗篇32篇也告诉我们, 我们这样悔改, 认罪悔改的时候,
after David confesses his sin,
大卫承认他的罪, 他认了罪以后,
he can say, blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven.
他可以说, 得赦免其过, 遮盖其罪的, 这人是有福的。
He knows I am free.
他知道他现在自由了。
I am forgiven.
我已经被赦免了。
My record is clean.
我的这个记录本上是干净的。
We see in a few scriptures that show us how far God's forgiveness goes.
我们也看到很多诗篇里，不是圣经里的好几处经节告诉我们，我们的神的这个恩典有多么广大。
Isaiah 38, Hezekiah says, "You have cast all my sins behind your back."
以赛亚书他是说，你把我38章第17节，因为你将我一切的罪扔在你的背后。
God has put your sin where He cannot see it any longer.
因为神把你的 你的罪丢在他背后,
Micah says, you cast all our sins into the depths of the sea.
弥迦书讲, 他说,
in Micah's day, there was no submarines, there were no dredging equipment. When it was in the sea, it was gone forever.
在弥迦这个先知的那个时代, 没有潜水艇, 也没有挖掘机, 所以如果把这个罪投入深海,
Micah says, if you have repented of your sins, God puts it where it can never be dug up again.
所以弥迦的意思就是说, 如果你在神面前认了罪, 神就把你的罪给投到一个地方,让你永远都挖,不再会挖出来了。Some
people say something like this.
有的人喜欢这么说,
I forgive you.
我原谅你了。But.
但是, and then there's a long list of things after the but.
这个但是之后就有一长串人你过去做的一些坏事。A
couple settle some conflict.
一对夫妻俩把他们中间的一些冲突解决了。But
years later, the husband is still saying, I remember when you, and they bring it all back up again.
很多年以后,这个先生还是指着他在说,我记得你那时候怎么怎么怎么地。He
buried the offense, but he left a marker where he'd know where to find it.
他是把他过去这些做过的这些事儿都给埋起来了，可是他在上面留了一个标志，回头他可以找到，还再挖出来。I
forgive you, but
我原谅你，但是
a child breaks your favorite dish.
女孩子把你最喜欢的一个盘子打碎了。And
mom says, I forgive you.
妈妈说，我原谅你。But
a few years later, something happens and she loses her temper.
但是几年以后，什么事儿发生了以后，这妈妈一下子又
Why are you so clumsy?
你怎么还是这么笨手笨脚的呢？
You broke my favorite dish.
你把我最喜欢的盘子都打碎了。I
forgive.
我原谅你。But. 但是,
this morning I want you to know.
但是今天早上我想你知道,
that when God says I forgive, He never adds the word but.
但是神如果告诉你说我赦免你了，神绝对不会在后面还有一个词，但是没有的。
God says, I forgive.
神说, 我赦免你了。
Period.
就是句号。
It's gone.
你的已经过去了。
You don't have to dig it back up.
你不会再把这个账再挖掉。
You don't have to rehash it in your mind.
你也不需要在心里头再担心。
God does not say, I have forgiven you, but I am keeping it where I can remember it.
神没有说, 我已经原谅你了, 但是我把你的罪放在一个我还能够想起来的地方。
He says, I have cast it into the sea.
神说, 我把你的罪已经丢入深海。
And so you are free.
所以你现在是自由了。
If you have confessed your sins,
如果你认了罪,
you never have to dig them up again.
你永远不必要把这个旧账再翻出来。
God has forgiven.
因为神已经赦免了你。
But I want you to see something else that God does with your sin.
但是我还想让大家再看一点, 神为你,因着你的罪, 神做了些, 还做了些什么?
When you confessed your sin, God forgave you.
当你认了罪, 神赦免了你。
And secondly, I want you to see that when you confessed your sin, God cleansed you.
第二点,
of your sin.
我想你看的就是, 当你认了罪, 神会洁净你。
Isaiah 6, the prophet sees God's holiness.
以赛亚书第六章, 以赛亚看到神的圣洁。
And when he sees how holy and pure God is, he looks at himself.
当他看到神多么圣洁, 再看看他自己,
and he says, woe is me.
他开始说, 啊, 祸哉, 我灭亡了。
I am lost.
我灭亡了。
I am a man of unclean lips.
因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。
And when he confesses his impurity,
但是他当他承认他自己的不洁净的时候,
listen to what happens.
你看一看发生了什么?
Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar.
六章第六节, 有一撒拉弗飞到我跟前, 手里拿着红炭, 是用火剪从坛上取下来的。
And he touched my mouth.
他要将炭沾我的口,
that burning coal purifies Isaiah.
那个燃着的红炭就已经让洁净了以赛亚。
He says, behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for.
说看哪,这炭沾了你的嘴,你的罪孽便除掉,你的罪孽便赦免了。
God takes away Isaiah's guilt.
神把这个以赛亚的犯罪感给拿走了。
And he cleanses him. He makes him pure.
而且洁净了他,让以赛亚也成为圣洁。
There's a hymn that was written 250 years ago that we still sing.
250年前的这么有一首圣诗被写下的一首圣诗, 我们今天还在传唱。
The hymn Rock of Ages.
就是万古磐石那首诗。
And in there is a line that is very, very important.
那里边有一句很重要的一句歌词。
The hymn writer said, be of sin the double cure.
这个写诗的这个作者说, 双重医治我罪过。
Save from wrath. And make me pure.
免于主怒成圣洁。
You see, he knew that our sin requires two things.
他知道我们的罪是要求有两件事的。
We need to be forgiven, saved from God's wrath.
我们必须要得到赦免, 这样才能免于主怒。
But then we need to be changed.
而且我们也需要改变。
We need to be cleansed.
我们需要被洁净。
And so he said, make me pure.
他说,
when God makes you pure, you no longer carry the stain of that past sin.
当神洁净了你，你身上就不再有过去的罪留下的这个污点了。Now,
I hope you won't laugh this morning.
我希望你们不要笑话我。I
know you weren't coming to church to get housekeeping tips from me.
我知道你们到教会来不是说从我这儿能得到你们怎么样清洁家里的这个东西。
But I'm going to give you one.
但是我要给你一个小小的一个tip.
Leave your tip on the bench. When you spill coffee on a shirt,
当你衬衫上如果溅了咖啡点子的话,
you can wipe it off.
你可以拿一张纸纸赶快使劲擦。
But it's going to leave a stain.
但那擦不干净, 你肯定还会留下个印子。
And I did that.
我以前肯定也是这么做的。 擦不干净。
And Sue said, it's okay.
所以我太太苏就说没关系。
I said, no, it's not okay. I ruined my shirt.
我说哎呦不行啊, 我这白衬衫你看这样一下就弄坏了。
She said, go in the other room and look for the bottle that's called awesome.
但是你到那间屋子去, 把那个有那么一个瓶子上面写的万能, 把那个瓶子拿过来。Awesome
stain remover.
万能洗洁精。
You spray it on the coffee stain, and it goes away. It's great stuff.
哇,
I buy it now by the case.
现在我一买就买一箱。
And so I was reading in Ezekiel 36.
然后我在看以西结书36章。
And I learned that God has his own awesome stain remover.
我学到的是神有他的万能洗洁精。
Ezekiel is writing and he looks at the people of Israel.
以西结在写他这本以西结书的时候，他看着他这个以色列的百姓。
They have sinned so deeply.
他们犯了很大的罪。
That Ezekiel thought they could never, never be pure.
所以以西结觉得他们永远不可能再洁净。
And God said to Ezekiel this.
但是神对以西结说，
I will sprinkle clean water on you.
我必用清水洒在你们身上。
And you will be clean from all your uncleanness.
你们就洁净了。
I'm going to wash it all away.
我把这些不洁净的污秽都要洗掉。
Even the stain will be gone.
甚至上面的印子，这个污点都没有了。
You will be saved from wrath.
你们就会不再承受主的圣怒。
And you will be made pure.
然后你们会再次圣洁。
But I learned that there's a stain that's even harder than coffee to get out.
我也学到说，比起这个咖啡印子更难除掉的一种印子是什么？
I cut myself.
我血迹，我把我手给割破了。
And I got blood on my white shirt.
然后这白衬衫上就有血迹。
I was getting ready to throw it in the trash.
我打算把这个白衬衫扔掉了。
And Sue said,
太太说,
put awesome on it.
你把那个万能洗洁精拿过来。
And I said, that can't work.
我说那不可能的吧。
But I tried it.
但是我试了试。
And it came out.
哎，这个血都血迹都能洗掉了。
And so then I read in Isaiah 1.
然后我又读到以赛亚书第一章。
Some more about God's awesome stain remover.
看到神的这个万能洗洁精的作用。
Because in verse 15,
Isaiah
said the people had sinned so badly that their hands were covered with blood.
因为以赛亚书在一章十五节，他说你们的手满了杀人的血。
And Isaiah said that'll never come out.
以赛亚说那这个血迹再不洗不掉了。
And God said,
但是神说,
verse 18,
在第十八节,
though your sins are like scarlet,
你们的罪虽像朱红,
they shall be as white as snow.
必变成雪白。
Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool.
必白如羊毛。
Though you are stained with blood, he says,
他说尽管你们手上都沾了血,
you can be pure.
你们也会被洁净。
So again, I want you to understand, if you've confessed your sins, God has forgiven you and he has cleansed the stain.
所以我想告诉大家，如果你认了罪，神不仅仅要赦免你，他还会除去你的污点，让你成为圣洁。
He has made you pure.
他让你再得洁净。
People who knew your past might say, I remember back when you did such and such.
人知道你过去的这些人可能会说，我记得他过去曾经干过这事那事。
But God doesn't remember that.
但是神不记得那些。
You see, when he forgave you,
你知道吗？神如果赦免了你，
when you were born again, he made you into a new person.
你重生得救以后，神就把你造成一个新造的人了。
And you are no longer who you were.
你就不再是过去的老我了。
But there's one more thing I want you to see this morning.
但是还有一件事我想要大家看到。
God forgives your sin.
神赦免了你的罪。
He cleanses you of your sin.
他也洁净了你。
But then I want to turn to Micah.
但是我们再看看弥迦书。
Prophet Micah had warned Israel that if they refused to repent, God would judge the nation.
弥迦也警告以色列的百姓说，如果他们不认罪，神会审判他们。
But at the end of this book, he gives them this promise.
但是在弥迦书的末尾，他给了他们这样的应许。
If they repent, God will forgive.
如果他们悔改，神就会赦免。
And he says this.
他说,
he does not retain his anger forever. He delights in steadfast love.
喜爱施恩。
He will again have compassion on us.
他必再怜悯我们。
And then listen to this.
再听听这句。
He will tread our iniquities underfoot.
他将我们的罪孽踏在脚下。
Micah says, if you have repented, God has trampled your sin under his feet.
弥迦说，如果你认了罪，神会把你的罪孽踏在脚下。
Now the imagery there comes from warfare in the ancient world.
这个图像实际上是从古时候这个战争的结束以后那个情形来的。
The victor would make the enemy general bow down before him.
在古时候两军交战，得胜的一方会让对敌方的将军过来。 跪在地下。
And he would take his foot, and he would put his foot on the enemy's neck.
他就把他的脚抬起来，踩在这个敌方将军的那个脖子上。
It was to say, "You are completely defeated."
他这个举动的意思就是说，你是已经被完全完全打败了。
You have no more power.
你再也没有任何力量。
And Micah says,
弥迦说。
God has trampled your sin under his foot.
神将我们的罪孽踏在脚下。
Sin's power in your life is broken.
这个罪在你身上的权势已经被打碎了。
Romans 6 says sin no longer rules in your life.
所以罗马书第六章十二节他说，所以不要容罪在你们彼此的身上。
Satan can tempt you.
撒旦会诱惑你。
But he cannot make you yield.
但是他不能让你屈服。
Because God's spirit in you is stronger than Satan's power against you.
因为神在你里面，神的灵比撒旦的这个力量要更强。
And if you don't remember anything else today, remember that.
即使你今天别的都记不得，请你记住这一点。
God's spirit in you.
神的灵在你里面。
His spirit working in you is stronger than Satan's power that comes against you.
神在你里面的灵，他要比这个撒旦控制你的这个力量要强得多。
And so you can live in victory.
所以你可以得胜而生活。
Go back to Ezekiel 36.
我们再看看以西结书三十六节。
I read to you the first part of God's promise to Israel. I will sprinkle clean water on you. I will make you clean.
我们读到这个前面那一节，我要必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。
But then God continues.
然后我们接着往下读。
I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you.
第二十六节，我要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面。
I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules.
第六三十六章二十七节，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
You see, over and over, Israel had fallen into sin.
你看一次又一次，以色列都陷入罪中。
They were weak.
他们很软弱。
They did not have the power to live in faithful obedience to God.
他们也没有这个能力，能够在遵从神的这个律例典章而生活。
And so Ezekiel says.
所以以西结说。
God promises he's going to cleanse you.
神已经应许说他要洁净你们。
And then he's going to take that heart that keeps resisting him. And he's going to put his spirit in you.
还要把你心里头抵抗神，不愿意接受神的这个实心除掉，再赐给你们他的神的灵。
He will give you a heart that loves his law.
神会给你们一个心，让你们能够顺从神的律例，能够喜爱神的律法。
So that obedience will be a joy.
所以你顺服是在喜乐中顺服。
You see, it's a whole lot easier to obey God when we want to obey Him.
你知道吗？当我们想要顺服神的时候，顺服神就是变成很容易了。
You know, when your children obey you, but they don't want to.
但是如果你想想看，你的孩子。当他们在顺服你的时候，他们心里如果不愿意的话，
As long as you're watching,
你在盯着他们看的时候，
they do what you say.
他们是照你说的话去做。
But they let you know, I don't want to do this.
但是他会让你知道，我不想这么做。
But you're bigger than me.
但是你比我大呀，我打不过，所以我就得听啊。
Now parents,
做父母的，
I'm sorry to be the one to break the news.
很不好意思，我给你们告诉你们这个。
But if they're doing that,
但是如果他们这么做的话，
As soon as your back is turned, they're doing what they want to do.
你的背一转过来，他们就照着他们自己想做的去做了。
But you know what?
你知道吗？
If your children mature to the place where they want to do what is right.
但是如果你的孩子成熟到一个程度，他想要做对的事儿。
When you leave,
你离开的时候，
they keep doing what they're supposed to.
他们也还会去照着你说的这些对。
Because now it's not out of fear.
因为现在他们做不是出于恐惧。
They want to do what is right.
而是他们真正的想要去做这个对的事。
And God said to Israel.
所以神对以色列人说。
I can give you a heart that wants to do what is right.
我想要给你们一颗心，这颗心想要去做对的事。
It won't be a heavy burden.
所以就不再是一个沉重的负担了。
And so we come to the New Testament.
所以我们再来看新约。
And Jesus says to Nicodemus,
耶稣对尼哥底母说,
this is what it means to be born again.
什么是重生?
You are born of water.
你是从水生的。
That goes back to Ezekiel.
那我们再看以西结。
I will sprinkle clean water on you. I will make you clean.
我必用清水洒在你们身上, 你们就洁净了。
And you are born of the Spirit.
耶稣说你是从水跟圣灵生的。
That goes back to Ezekiel.
这句话也是回应以西结。
I will put my Spirit in you and cause you to walk in my statutes.
神说我必将我的灵放在你们里面, 使你们顺从我的律例。
Jesus says, when you are born again, you are cleansed from your sin.
所以耶稣是说, 如果你重生, 你从水那里得洁净。
And through the power of the Spirit.
而且靠着圣灵的能力。
Through God's grace working in you.
靠着神在你身上的恩典。
You have the desire and the power to obey God.
你就会有这样的渴望, 你还有这样的能力去做神要你做的事。
That's what happens.
这就是发生。
When God forgives us.
当神赦免我们的时候, 这就是要发生的。
And because of that, we can have peace.
正因为如此, 我们可以有平安。
You don't ever have to look back and say, I remember what I did. I know I confessed it, but I wonder if God really forgives.
你再也不需要回头看说, 我记得我过去做的事儿, 也许神赦免我了, 可是神真的能够忘记这一切吗?
Instead, you can say,
你可以对自己说,
yes, I know I did it.
我知道我过去做了错事,
but I also know that I confessed it.
我也知道我认了罪,
God has forgiven it.
神已经原谅,
he buried it in the sea.
神把我的罪已经埋进深海,
he made me clean.
他也洁净了我,
and now day by day he is giving me the power to live a life that pleases him.
从今天开始就是一天一天的, 神就在我心里头放进了他的灵, 让我愿意按照神的规矩而生活。
We don't have to be prisoners to our past.
我们不再成为我们过去的这个套着过去的枷锁在过日子。
A while back I sat in a coffee shop talking to a man. And he said, you know, 40 years ago, I fell into terrible sin.
我曾经在咖啡店里头跟一个人聊天，他告诉我，他说 40年前我曾经犯了很大的一个罪。He
said, I became a Christian.
他说我成为基督徒了。But
I keep going back to that.
但是我不断的会回到过去的这件事情。Did
God really forgive me?
神真的赦免我了吗？
And I asked him this question.
所以我就问他。I
said, do you think that your standards of purity and holiness are higher than God's?
我说你觉得你对于这个圣洁洁净的这个标准难道比神还要高吗?
Of course not.
当然不会了。
I said, well, let me tell you.
所以我说我告诉你。
First John says, this is God's standard of holiness and purity.
约翰一书他说这就是神的圣洁的标准。
If we confess our sins,
如果我们认我们的罪,
he forgives our sins.
他赦免我们,
and we don't have to be have any higher standards than that.
我们不需要比这个标准更高。
If he has forgiven you, you can forgive yourself.
如果神已经赦免了你, 你也可以赦免你自己。
You can walk away.
你可以自由地就走开。
And you can say, I have peace.
你可以说我有平安了。
This morning,
所以今天早上,
if you've carried the memory of your past,
如果你带着过去的记忆而生活,
remember,
请记得,
God forgives it.
神已经赦免了你,
you can walk away.
你可以走开了。
Maybe you haven't.
也许你还没有。
Maybe you say, you know, if you knew what I have done, you wouldn't think forgiveness is so easy.
也许你说, 你不知道, 你要是知道我过去做的事儿, 你就会知道赦免不是那么容易的。
I don't know what you've done.
我不知道你过去做了什么。
But David was guilty of murder.
但是你知道大卫, 他可犯了谋杀罪。
And God put his sin behind his back.
神把大卫的罪也放在他的背后了。
Rahab was a prostitute.
我们也知道喇合是个妓女。
And God made her pure.
神洁净了她。
Paul had persecuted Christians.
保罗曾经逼迫基督徒。
And God trampled Paul's sin under his feet.
神把保罗的罪也踏在脚下。
So I want to say to you, if you're here and you've never confessed your sins,
所以我想要跟你说，如果你在这里，你从来没有认过罪。
Don't hide it.
你不要试图去掩遮。
David said, "When I hid my sin, my bones felt like they were drying up in me. I was miserable."
你知道大卫是这样说：当我想要隐藏我的罪的时候，我的骨头在里面就发干，就很难受。
But when I confessed my sin,
但是当我认了罪
，I was free.
我就得了自由。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, I thank you for your promise.
主啊，我向为你的应许感谢你。
We do not have to live with the burden of our past.
我们不需要背负着过去的重担来生活。
God, for anyone here who still carries that burden, would you give them freedom?
主啊，我们中间如果有人还是背着这样的重担在走路，主啊，求你把这个担子挪去，给他们自由。
This morning, would you bring them to a place to pray, God? I put my faith in you.
让他们能够这样祷告，主啊，我把我的信心放在你那里。
You know what I have done.
你知道我所做过的。
You know my failures. You know my guilt.
你知道我的失败，你也知道我的心中的这个罪恶感。
But I put my faith in you.
但是我把信心放在主你的脚下。
I trust you.
我相信主。
And I claim your promise.
主啊，我来支取你的应许。
If we confess our sin,
如果我们认罪，
you are faithful and just to forgive us our sin.
你是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
And so I ask that you will give them your peace.
所以主啊，我求你把你的平安赐给他们。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.